For the next presentations, because we don't have that much time, we will be focusing on whether we want to take this work, you know, somewhere and work on it, so whether there's interest or not, as opposed to discussing the technical details. So if you want to discuss the technical details, please take them to the list.
Okay, so I'm Christian Kisch. I'm presenting version 08 of this event throttle. So just a brief recap. This draft defines three parameters: the throttle force, average, minimum, maximum, and average rate control for subscription and notifications, basically. And after the last meeting, we got a good review. So based on that, we created the 08 version.
Next slide.
And after releasing the 08 version, a couple of open issues came up. So I put them here together. So one open issue was this interference with the retransmission. So what happens if the previous notification is still ongoing, and how to set the timer for this for the throttling or the force mechanism. So there has been several discussion on this, and there was a proposal that for some packages it is okay to start the notification timer for these parameters right after sending the notification. So if the package rules allow overlapping notifies, or we don't have to worry about partial notifications, for example, then we can just release new notifications based on this. But for some packages, that this may be an issue, like partial notifications, for example. Then, and in those, for those cases, you have to wait for the previous notification transaction to be finished. So the idea, the proposal here is not to specify an exact method for when to start the timer, because it may be implementation dependent, or it may be package dependent. But if further discussion can take place on the list, if there are more ideas here. The second open issue was this average formula. So there is a formula now in the draft how to calculate this timeout based on this average input from the subscriber. There have been some proposals to use other formulas, like this moving average or this exponential smoothing. So again, if there are some inputs or preferences, we are happy to hear those in the mailing list. And some other comments, like whether these integral seconds are okay or we need some finer grain. There was a comment on this hidden throttling. So if the notifier basically applies throttling even without the subscriber requesting it, we can use this mechanism to inform the subscriber. There was a proposal to rename the parameters for better understanding or more clarity, like rate max, rate min, rate average. For us, it's no problem to do this change, and some editorial proposal also to better split the document into non-normative and normative part. So the major question is that we basically finished this pre-working group last call for this individual version, and we are hoping to get this adopted as a working group item. We will resolve these open issues in the next version, and hopefully if that next version is released, then we can start working group last call.
Okay, so folks, what we want to do is determine whether or not people think this document is ready to be worked on, not in a specific working group, but if there's an interest in solving this problem here. And this document has been around for a while, and there are dependencies in other working groups and other SDOs for this. Peter.
Hi, Sadrielka. I have a question to that would help me figure out whether to hum in one way or the other.
Okay.
The other. I read the doc, and I think I understand the problem you're trying to solve. My question is, and this is not an attack in any way, I'm clueless on the topic. My question is, do you really think UAs are going to implement this, honestly? And I don't build UAs. I literally am just asking, like, do you think, because I understand why the server side would want this type of thing, right? But I have no idea why UAs would be motivated in the least to do this type of stuff when they, you know, seem to have a hard time doing any of the new stuff at all. I mean, I'm asking if you, for example, if you build UAs, you know, yeah, you're going to do it, or you guys think that UA vendors will do it. I don't know the answer, so I'm just asking.
The present system will do it.
The present system will do it. No,
it's a UA. You subscribe to that UA.
Okay, yeah. Brian, can you use the microphone, please? Yeah.
Sorry.
You don't need that.
This is Brian. Brian Rosen. So the really interesting case is you have a present server which is metering out notifications back.
Right.
And the other end requests the throttle, don't send me too much because I'm overwhelmed.
That's the part actually I'm asking about. Do you really think the other end is going to the other end to me would be the UA in that case, right? The present service keeps.
Yeah.
Do you really think the UA is going to ask for that, honestly? Okay.
I hope so.
Okay. All right. That's the only question I have.
Okay. And Robert, do you have anything to add? You're just okay. Okay, so can we go ahead and take a hum on that then? If folks are interested in working on this problem here, the solution, and in whatever working group it's going to fall in the new model, okay? So that's the people that are for working on this item, please, hum. And for folks that just don't think we should be solving this problem. All right, so that was complete consensus then to go ahead and move forward on this document. Go ahead and update it. This is a question for the IDs. Is it okay if we go ahead and just do working group last call and sipping for now, and then we've got the document and we'll figure out what group it work fits into when we divvy up the work items if we charter the new thing? Is that okay, Mr. AD?
Okay,
and sipping, exactly. Well, if he updates the document in the next few weeks, we'll go ahead and working group last call and sipping. Cool? Okay. Okay, we need John.